For the Exascale Report, this is Mike Bernhardt. You know, we've had many discussions around exascale class systems. Now those conversations, those discussions are starting to center around Titan. And when we have these conversations, specifically around Titan, they seem to always circle back around to the tools and the programming environments. And as the systems are getting more and more complex, we all agree that there will be an increasing need for enhanced compilers and development tools. And at the core of this discussion, we always hear reference to the same company, the Portland Group. It's no surprise that PGI compilers will be an integral component of the user application development environment, not just for Titan, but for many generations of systems to come. To talk about the compiler heartbeat of this new system and the changing user environments of larger petascale deployments, the Exascale Report is very pleased to bring you this interview with Director of the Portland Group, Doug Miles. So, Doug, the first question I'd like to ask you is, as we're putting all this coverage together about Titan and the user environment for Titan, is, can we expect that since most Cray systems include PGI compilers, that PGI compilers will be included and available on Titan?
Yes. In fact, Oak Ridge upgraded some time ago, early this year, to our GPU-enabled PGI Accelerator compiler suite to enable early software work in preparation for Titan. So by the time Titan is installed, the latest versions of the PGI compilers, which will include support for AVX and the new AMD Interlagos CPUs, and the latest NVIDIA GPUs will already be in place at Oak Ridge.
Okay, awesome. So, you know, as we've gone through the years of change in this industry, and we always see, you know, the hardware seeming to get ahead in leaps and bounds in terms of, you know, staying ahead of the software, there's no doubt that Titan represents an entirely new level of complexity in terms of the programming and the application development environment. So what is being done today to ensure the most efficient development environment possible with Titan and with other platforms as we start to deploy these massive and complex systems?
Well, you are absolutely right that, you know, this is a new level of complexity. I mean, if you think about where we've come from, in addition to the distributed memory dimension and the SMP dimension, which we have, you know, mastered in HPC for the most part, developers now need to consider an accelerator dimension when porting and optimizing applications. And fortunately, with the right compiler and tool support, it's all very tractable. And our approach is based on three elements, really: aggressive x86 optimization and OpenMP directives to maximize efficient use of the CPU resources. Mm-hmm. GPU directives to make it easy to get started accelerating applications with GPUs in a programming model that's very familiar to OpenMP programmers. And then native CUDA, Fortran, C, and C++ language support for full control over GPU porting and optimization. And, you know, with those three things in place, you really have what you need to develop effective GPU applications. And clearly, debugging is also a key factor. And, you know, companies, we're focusing on the compiler. Companies like Alinea and TotalView are doing great work in the debugger area, and we'll be working with them to ensure our compilers are interoperable with their tools.
Okay, so what are the biggest considerations, would you say, the challenges that users will face in moving from Jaguar to Titan?
Well, in making that move, one factor that really stands out is the sheer number of cores that will be available on the full-up Titan system. And we're talking about millions of cores if you count each CUDA core individually. And developers and users will need to either run much larger problems or expose orders of magnitude more parallelism in their algorithms to use the system efficiently. Another challenge, which comes with the territory in using GPUs, is to minimize the cost of data movement between CPU memory and GPU memory. And that's an area we've been working in the last year to add features to the PGI Accelerator compilers to enable developers to allocate data in GPU memory, reuse it across kernel invocations, and even up and down procedure call chains, which is a big step to enabling whole program data management between the CPU memory and the device memory, which doesn't entirely eliminate all data movement, but ensures it can be minimized, and that's very important in taking advantage of the system. Another issue in this move will be the ability to effectively use CPU and GPU resources together. You do not want to write code in a way that leaves 16 very powerful CPU cores on the AMD CPU idle while you're using the GPUs. So users will need to determine which parts of their applications are most suitable for GPU acceleration, which parts are most suitable for CPU cores, and structure codes to maximize use of all the available computing resources. Programming in CUDA, that's inherent in the programming model that you have that capability. And in the PGI accelerator compilers, which higher level directive-based compilers, will support asynchronous execution of GPU regions and CPU regions by early next year. So by the time Titan is fully GPU enabled, that will all be there.
So you brought out an interesting discussion point here, one that's been a little bit maybe colorful and controversial in the past. Has the criticism regarding the difficulty in programming the GPU been fair and accurate? What's PGI's perspective on this, Doug?
Well, look, NVIDIA did a beautiful job of opening up GPUs for general purpose parallel computation using CUDA. It was, for the time, just about the right mix of API, application programming, interface, and language extensions to allow skilled programmers to extract the performance of GPUs on a wide variety of algorithms. And if they had gone completely with an API approach, like OpenCL, it would have been so low level as to be almost unusable by scientists and engineers. If they had taken a purely high-level language-based approach, out of the gate, they would have been betting the success of GPGPU on some extremely complex and advanced compiler technology. And we've all seen cases before where that has not panned out very well. Mm-hmm. So they opened up the GPU. All that said, the barriers to getting started with GPUs can and are being lowered rapidly. We're at the point in the adoption curve where high-level programming models for GPUs are appearing from everywhere. PGI has OpenMP-like directives. Microsoft has AMP for C++. The OpenCL committee is working on HLM or high-level model initiatives, and even Google RenderScript is for Android, is touted as a way to write portable GPGPU code for mobile devices. So it's becoming mainstream, and all of these are a recognition of the fundamental value of GPGPU, and all of them will probably make contributions in certain disciplines to ensure that GPGPU programming becomes progressively easier, more mainstream for all types of developers.
Yeah, I think you're right. We've seen more collaboration, I think, than most of us had ever expected to see in this area. So let's take a look forward to kind of close out this discussion. Looking forward, what role will the PGI compilers play in creating usable and productive environments as we move into these 20 petaflops and even larger systems?
Yeah, well, back when we started working on the PGI accelerator directive-based compilers, which was late 2007, early 2008, we made a bet that accelerators would become a mainstream technology in technical computing. And our goal in this race to 20 petaflops and beyond is to deliver compilers and tools that allow PGI users to extract the full performance potential of heterogeneous many-core and accelerator systems without getting locked into any specific architecture and platform. And we, of course, aggressively react to demand, and in that sense, we put more emphasis on some platforms than others, but fundamentally, we're agnostic regarding processors and operating systems. And that will continue to be the case. That objectivity is really what gives PGI its unique position in the HPC market and why we've been historically a bellwether on HPC market directions, from microprocessor-based scalable systems in the 90s to Linux x86-based clusters to the rise of x86 64 processors, and now into the GPGPU era and beyond. I think you'll continue to see us play that role in what seems to be an inexorable march toward exascale systems.
You've been listening to an interview with the Portland Group's Doug Miles. For the Exascale Report, I'm Mike Bernhardt.